It's Wednesday, August the 9th, and you're tuned in to the Teen Ivy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Hey, guess what?
What?
So I ride my bike.
Whatever. Like, I see a bike, but I've never seen you ride it. So.
Yesterday, I went on a group ride.
Sure.
Okay. It was at like 8 in the morning. And
that's too early.
Yeah. Well, okay. A little bit of backstory for those listening. As we're recording this, we are in Canada, and yesterday was Monday, which was a holiday.
Uh-huh.
So it was whatever. And the title for the ride said, "Easy ride, easy holiday ride."
Okay.
And it was like, we're gonna do 40K at a very slow and easy pace. And a lot of commenters who are about to sign up said like, they were worried. They're like, "Oh, I can't go very fast. Is this going to be an easy ride?" And they're like, "Don't worry. This is no drop. We're going to go very slow. A lot of us just had a big race the previous day, so this is our like, just cool down, just social ride.
You're relax."
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, cool." So I show up. It was a great day, and all the people there were all pretty psyched to go on this really great, simple ride. And the ride leader show up, and they're like, "Okay, cool, very simple ride." And then, what do you call it? And then just before we set off, the ride leader, he gets a text message. He's like, "Oh, okay, wait, we gotta wait for one more person. One more person wants to join."
Lance Armstrong.
Close enough. So the last guy comes in, and this is the most badass old man Italian dude I've ever seen.
Okay.
He's got first of all, this guy's serious business.
How Italian is he?
He's riding with a fucking scarf.
All right, that's pretty
like,
Italian.
He's got the white lock. Like, he's old. He's got the white long hair. Mm-hmm. Then I could see his lock sticking out of the bottom of his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
All his gear, like his bike, is all Italian. And Bianchi? I know that. Yeah. It's that Celeste.
Dang.
The groups that he runs is Italian. It's Campagnolo.
Oh, of course it is.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? And he's like, "Okay, everybody, this is Mike." Like, the ride leader's like, "This is my coach."
My coach? Oh my god.
And our ride leader's like fucking, he's fucking great. He came second at his race okay. The day. So that's his coach. And he speaks and he's got this thick Italian accent.
Hey, boppity boop.
And he's like, "Okay, today we do a 70K.
What? 70?
And then he's like, "A lot of false flats." False flats. We're like, "False flats?" He's like, "It looks flat, but it's not."
Having a 40K easy ride.
So we were all like, "He's joking, right?" And our ride was like, "Yeah, no, whatever." And then the coach was like, no, "I lead." So he takes us out, and we're like a fucking bullet. We just go, and everyone's like, "This is really fast.
We're going really fast.
And then the way like the area is situated around us, like it's like an escarpment, right?
Yeah.
And so like you go up it, you go down it, whatever. And most group rides take you up at once, and then you go around, do a loop around there, and then come down it.
Yeah.
His route was, let's go along it as a zigzag pattern. So we just go up and down it all the time.
The frick?
Yeah. So
again, what happened to 40K?
I don't know. He looked fucking cool doing it, though. His calves are the size of my head. I kind of felt bad because there's a lot more girls who came out of this because they're like, "Oh, it's going to be social." And like they had bikes.
Wow, that's so sexist.
No, but they were like very worried that like, because you know how like a lot of group dude rides can get very like macho and very.
Yeah, testosterone.
Yeah, and get very competitive. And like this one specifically said it's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
And granted, there's a lot of like more casual cyclists came out to this one, and they were all feeling it too. I felt bad because, like, yes, they were like cycling shorts, but some of them just wore like a t-shirt and regular shorts and stuff, and like they just look like they're there for fun. And
no, this guy, old man of Italy, is not down.
He's not having it. He's like, "No, we go." But the nice thing was, like, he went to the back. Like after he went up the hill, he looked and he's like, "Okay." He went back down, and then he's like giving all the newbies like a lot of cool tips, and he's like he was just giving them personal coaching advice.
Okay,
so that was really nice of him.
You know, he still took them out for 30 more kilometers than they signed up for.
Yeah. We were supposed to be done at like 11. We didn't finish till like 1:30.
Oh my god. 8 to 1:30 of bike riding. People probably didn't pack enough food for that.
No, see, well, that's like, to be fair, halfway through we stopped at a cafe.
Okay.
Because he needed his cappuccino.
Oh, of course he did. Fucking WAP. Oh my god.
Dude got the biggest fucking cappuccino I've ever seen. He got like a triple. It was like, oh man, it probably
was. Yo, Italians don't mess around with coffee.
And, like... I was just like, good for you. And so we sat for like 40 minutes having.
This sounds like the biggest wop ass Italian I've ever heard in my life.
It was amazing.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So yeah, that was how I spent my civic holiday. And then I wanted to go to sleep after.
And then you're just like, I'm done for 3 days. Goodbye.
Yeah.
The frick.
It was fun. Anyways, this week is relaxed.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know. We got some stuff to talk about.
It's pretty relaxing for me. I didn't do much.
All right. Let's talk about the picks of the week. Let's see. What do you want to hit up first?
You know, like old kung fu movies where back in the day, they didn't just subtitle the Chinese, they dubbed over it.
Oh, yeah?
So there's a new show coming out on Amazon Prime. It's called Comrade Detective.
Mm.
It stars Channing Tatum, Nick Offerman, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but not as characters acting.
Okay.
It as voice actors.
Yeah.
And they are dubbing over Russian, like this old Russian, like 70s cop movie. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
It looks fucking awesome.
It's so cool. It's about like how to be the best like comrade. Or was it, how are you such a good comrade? Because I always bet on red. There's a lot of explosions. Like, it's a really silly like cop show.
Yeah.
But the catch here is that they've taken all the action to the extreme and also all the tropes to the extreme.
Yeah.
But they have dubbed over people speaking Russian. And it's fantastic because none of it matches.
Yeah, it's so cool that like we're at a time now where you look back to the 90s and the 80s and stuff, and now people want to make content that's just like
that. Just like that. When it's like, like we made this content because we didn't know how to make it otherwise. And yeah. It's like, no, it was great.
There was a time during the 2000s where it's like that was looked down upon, where people were just like, we've moved on.
Well, yeah, it's the pendulum swing.
Yeah.
We're all the way over here. We can't even bother
to
subtitle these movies. Then we swing all the way over is that, only subtitled movies. I want to hear it in its natural Tagalog, right? And then this pendulum swings back and forth until it kind of reaches the center where you can kind of parody it.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's neat. I almost wish it was done in 4x3 just to capture the...
Do you want some, like, what was it, in Galaxy when they had the tracking?
Yeah. I want a bit of a grain filter.
Okay. That'd be pretty good. I want some, like, fourth wall breaking where they pause the VHS.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
That'd be pretty funny. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's available on Amazon Prime Instant Video.
Yep. So you must be an Amazon Prime user.
So you must be American and...
America!
I believe it's offered also in the UK.
Sure. So we can't see it.
Not in Canada.
Oh, we can see it.
Yeah.
But we can't see it. What I'm saying?
I think what you're saying is I need to go to the border.
Yeah.
And
right at the border.
Yeah. And watch it on someone's American television.
Take some Wi-Fi.
From the Canadian side.
Yeah, take some Wi-Fi. Go to Niagara Falls. Take some Wi-Fi.
I see.
So my other pick is... about Netflix, another streaming
service. Netflix!
Netflix has made its first ever business acquisition.
Oh, no!
For people who don't know, a business acquisition is when another company buys a smaller company to bring it into their household.
Yes.
So Netflix has bought Millar World Comics.
Whoa.
They are a comic book... publishing house. They have made Kick-Ass.
Okay.
They have made Wanted. They have made The Kingsman.
Okay.
Which have all been made into movies.
Wow.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
That they're buying stuff, but this means like maybe this Kingsman movie, if they wanted to make a third one, is going to have to be on Netflix.
Oh.
Right.
Well, I don't know if they would do that. Okay.
That kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. Netflix has made a lot of great content, like original content.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can do great original content, but with more licensed, even more licensed stuff, like they have their, what's it called, their Marvel series on Netflix or whatever.
Sure.
And that stuff's pretty cool, but there you go. I think the one thing to note, though, for Netflix is that in July, they reported that they had over 100 million subscribers worldwide.
Yeah.
But they also spent $6 billion $1 billion in making original content.
Yeah.
And they are more than $20 billion in debt.
Mm.
So they are really pushing hard to try and combat, like combat cable.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? And other
it's
up and coming streaming.
Yeah, places. It's very interesting because like Netflix, as a public image, seems like the fairy tale dream. Like, oh, it's like, oh man, $10 gets me access to all this great content. And yeah. Then you're like, Netflix is funding all these amazing shows and they're all relatively of a good quality. Yeah. And you're like,
how are they doing this?
How are they doing it? Is there that many subscribers? Turns out there isn't.
Well, there is.
But it turns out they're not making enough revenue for them.
They're just hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, $20 billion is not a small amount of dollars.
No, it is. It is not. Not at all.
It is a large amount of dollars.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of interesting. It's in the same way, like, I don't know. It's in the same way where, like, YouTube has never made a profit for anyone that's owned it.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, the thing is with YouTube is that Google can use YouTube as a loss leader, right? Mm. They can use YouTube to get other people to use their Gmail, right? To use all their whole ecosystem. But the thing is with Netflix is Netflix. Their main company can't be a loss leader.
Yes.
Right? It's the one thing we have, we're going to take losses on it. So it's pretty interesting.
It depends how you look at it. I mean, obviously they're in a loss because they're looking far ahead.
They're looking super far ahead.
Yeah, they're thinking like, you know, next 5 to 10 years,
we're going to turn profits. There's also a bunch of news that came out where they spent millions of dollars trying to get an Academy Award for House of Cards.
Yeah.
Right? Just like trying to buy that award. And they did it.
Yeah, that's also a very long and interesting story how that works. But save that for another day. But the thing else about Netflix that I wanted to mention was that despite being in a lost state, you know, obviously the investors aren't really worried because they understand, like, you know, they have this plan. Where do you fall on the side of? Do you believe in the Netflix plan, or do you feel like the bubble is about to burst?
So I think the Netflix plan is a good plan.
Yeah.
I just don't know how, because with the rise of Amazon streaming, of more Hulu streaming, Crackle, all these other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think their plan is good within a certain ecosystem where if they have a certain amount of competition, which is good because competition drives change and whatever. But they are, again, $20 billion in debt, $6 billion trying to make new content.
Yeah.
That's not chump change.
Yeah.
And it's a risky bet. I'm going to say that they're pretty much betting on double zero.
Yeah.
Right. I can easily see it blowing up in their face and just watching Netflix crumble.
Yeah. It definitely makes a lot more sense now that in the past couple of months they have canceled a lot of their original content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What was the one that people got really mad about recently? Was it Sense8?
I think it was Sense8, it was 2 seasons, and people were like, why'd you cancel that? That was actually good. And, well.
And they're like, well, other stuff makes more money. And then
Interesting stuff.
So, yeah, Netflix is in an interesting space business-wise.
Yes, it certainly is.
But those are my two picks.
Okay, I'm going to keep it on the TV show train because there is another television semi-television kinda, service. Sorta, maybe. It is called YouTube, Red.
I know about...
The one that... The YouTube no one talks about.
Oh, the dark red.
Yeah, that's the one.
The YouTube that no one goes to.
The $10 a month subscription version of YouTube with zero ads and premium content.
What's the subscription numbers like on YouTube Red? Are they good? Are they bad?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never really looked into it.
I have never met a single person, online or off, that has a subscription to YouTube Red.
Well, that's because YouTube Red to this day doesn't really have any content. I don't feel like there's content worth watching on YouTube.
But don't you want to see PewDiePie's House of Horrors?
Do I?
I don't know. The only thing I've been kind of intrigued or like almost tempted to pay for YouTube Red was the channel Vsauce.
Oh yeah.
They have their YouTube Red channel, and I really like Vsauce as a channel, and like, that'd be cool to see like a Vsauce with a really high production quality. Yeah.
So that's the thing, right? YouTube Red is largely all their content is created by YouTubers.
Yeah.
But, which makes sense.
But they give them the backing to
yeah.
Make more professional content.
Yeah, and that makes sense, but at the same day, I feel like that's their biggest problem, right? Mm-hmm. No one wants to pay for YouTuber content.
And the people who are main YouTuber personality, like,
yeah.
consumers are not old enough
right.
to pay that money.
That's true. And so I guess this is their first... They have this new show, and it, I guess it'll be one of the first new shows as a push to make an actual television show. Mm. It's called Good Game. And it's a...
Hey, that's the thing. Was it GG? That's
yeah.
A, it's like a video game thing, right? Yeah, one of those video game things.
Yeah. Something Nerds. Like that. And it is a television show about esports. Or
I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is
I
it?
Think, I think there's... what was it? The... what was it called? The League of the Ancients?
Oh yeah, that's
I think,
it.
I think
yeah.
that was it. Or was
yeah.
it
Yeah, no, that's
team,
right.
Team Over Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one too.
Call
yeah.
of Duty, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Call of Duty.
There you go.
That was it.
There you go.
Duty.
yeah, so it's about basically a rags to riches esports story. Mm-hmm. And it's produced by Dan Harmon, the guy who put together a lot of comedies and many people
put together
enjoy.
Community.
Yep. And it stars the... What are the who are the
Game
names?
Grumps.
Right, which, you know...
Aaron Hansen and... Oh, I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah,
he's a big afro.
That's how awesome they are, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we're the wrong audience for that.
Yeah.
They are huge beyond belief.
Yeah.
I have friends who disappoint me every single time I hang out with them. Because they're like, oh, Anthony, did you play this new game? I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. Did you play it? They're like, I watched some Game Grumps videos. And I'm like, no!
Oh,
why would you do that?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I want to see it. I want to see if it's actually good.
Are you going to subscribe to YouTube Red?
What if I told you being a YouTube creator gives me a certain option?
Wow!
It Look doesn't. You. Oh, it okay. doesn't, but that's my...
Okay, that's your go-to?
Yeah.
All right. I was like, I gotta give you a YouTube.
That's what I just tell people.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, check it out, see what you think for yourself. I think it airs sometime this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
August?
Sure.
No, end of August?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. And from since we're talking about video games, let's talk about the video game stuff. So Nintendo released a new or announced a new 3DS.
A new
3DS themed. Console.
Yeah.
It's Metroid themed.
It looks cool.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
But who needs another 3DS at this point?
Listen.
No.
All these kids who bought the new 2DS.
No.
And they're like, I want that 3D, boy. They're going to upgrade. They're going to trade it in.
I feel like every month it's like, oh, here's a new 3DS. Here's a new 2DS. Here's a new 3DS.
See, I really wish that they did with the XL. What they did with the regular sized, which is just give me a bunch of face plates that I can buy and then swap.
Yeah, that died, huh?
Yeah, that died real hard, real fast.
Yeah.
If you want face plates, you're importing them from Japan.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I suppose it makes sense because here, well, they shot themselves in the foot. They released that 3DS alongside the XL.
Yeah.
Right? No one's going to buy the small one, so... That's a bummer.
What the 2DS? No, the 2DS is an XL. The new 2DS XL?
No, but the one with the faceplates.
Oh, mean, yeah, that one.
Yeah, like they released that one alongside.
Yo, this is North America. Nobody cares about portability.
Yeah.
Bigger, better.
Yeah, so that's a bummer. But yeah, so this is a Samus one. It's Metroid. I love Metroid, but I don't think this looks as cool as it could have looked.
To me, the background looks like the background of when you visit Polygon.
To me, it looks like the GameCube.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. A little bit.
Like, you know the GameCube logo? Yeah. And then you just multiplied it?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's I can what see that. Like and you me. Filled in the gaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. What it looks like to me. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, this silhouette of Samus shooting her gun.
It's more like a graffiti stencil.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And on the back, it's the logo of the Screw Attack.
Yeah.
And it's yellow.
Yep.
It's a dual color. But, like, I don't know. It's cool. Like, at this point, if you don't have a 3DS...
Then cool. Pick one up.
Get a Switch.
Wow. But you have. But if you don't have a 3DS now, you haven't played any 3DS games.
Oh, there's and DS games as well. Yeah, like if you missed out on the dual screen generation.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah. So
and you can get on the cheap now.
Yeah. That said, if you're a Nintendo fan, chances are you have only got the 3DS because that's like their only system that's good.
There's a chance that you might have two 3DSs.
Yeah.
Like me.
I definitely have owned more than one 3DS in my time.
I kind of wish I bought the original one.
You didn't.
The big super ugly one.
Oh.
No, I did not buy that one.
Oh yeah, I never did either. Because there's no fucking games.
Yeah, that's why. And then they brought out that ambassador program and gave you a bunch of virtual consoles.
And they also charged like $250 for it.
Yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, okay. Great.
The 3DS launch was a cluster F.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But yeah, I don't know. This is the point where I'm just like, again, do I start collecting consoles?
Don't do it.
I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Speaking of dead consoles, hey, you heard of the PS Vita?
Hey, that's just mean.
No, it's not mean.
It's just mean.
It's the truth.
Hey, I'm still playing games on it.
Hey, it's dead.
I played Muramasa.
Okay, fine. I'll throw you a bone. Did you know that they have announced two new games for the Vita?
Yes, they have.
And let's see. These two games are follow-ups to one of the Vita's only hits.
Listen.
Yes?
Stop. All right? Vita had a bunch of good hits. They were fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Even this said hit might have not actually...
Soul Sacrifice.
Ooh, I don't even know if that's great. Anyways, they've announced sequels to Persona Dancing All Night in the form of two sequels.
Yeah.
And this time they're doing a Persona 3 themed one.
Yeah. Dancing Star Night.
No, that's Dancing Moon.
No, sorry. Dancing Moon Night.
And a Persona 5 themed Dancing Star Light.
Light? I thought it was Dancing Star Night. I thought they're all dancing something night.
Oh, is it night? Okay, yeah. So Star Night.
Dancing all night, dancing moon night.
Well, anyways, it makes sense. 3 is the moon, 5 is the star.
Sure.
And they're two separate dancing games, which is like the coolest announcement, yet also, what the fuck? Why are they two separate games?
Pokemon happened. If Pokemon can do it, anybody can do it.
So yeah, my word here is just wait 1 year when they combine the games together and then you get every track in one package.
Okay. That's the smart thing to do.
Mm.
I'm going to import it. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm going to import both.
Oh, boy.
Because it's a rhythm game.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say about it is they are so confident in the PS Vita that they've actually said, we're also going to release these on the PS4, so for those of you who don't have a Vita.
Yeah, I wonder what that'll look like what the sales number, like, because that game, that game is a good portable game.
Yeah.
Right? I played Dancing All Night, and I beat it, like, 100%, and that's a good portable game, but also, it's not something it would really matter if I saw it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about playing that game on a PlayStation TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like, who cares?
Yeah.
So I wonder what they're going to do.
You don't want to see all those high-res Persona models and all their fancy costumes?
I see them on my OLED screen on my Vita.
Yeah, but they're not big.
I put it close to my face.
That's not the same, man. It's not the same.
But the thing is also with that game, the way, unless they change something to how that game plays, the way that game is, you're pretty much constantly looking at the outer edges of the screen.
So
it's the problem with rhythm games where you're never actually looking at the thing that's happening on screen. Like when you're looking at, when you're playing Parappa the Rapper, you're not seeing a cool Rastafarian tree frog, right? You're seeing a bunch of notes and he's telling you to go in the rain or in the snow.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to do what I did with how I approached Persona 4 Dancing All Night.
Yes.
I'm going to download the album.
Listen, they're probably going to release a version that comes with the album.
Or they're just going to release the album.
They will.
Yeah.
They will just do that.
That's what I did. I just got the album and I said, yeah, sweet.
Sweet.
Done. Done deal.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
I got a lot of songs on my iPod.
Yeah. They also announced Persona Q's 2.
Yep. That's a thing. I still kind of want to buy Persona Q so I can get the rest of those tarot cards. But I've never played Etrian Odyssey. So
I have a copy of Persona Q's in my backpack, like just the cart.
Yeah.
Because I've kept it there for like when I go on vacation.
And you're like, I'm going to play it.
I have never touched that cart.
Yeah.
It's just in there. So there are some days where I take that bag out because I, for whatever, and I'm looking through it. I'm like, oh, here it is. And then I put it back.
You immediately forget.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sad.
Is that game any good? Like, was it received well?
I heard it was pretty good for being an Etrian Odyssey style game. Like, it was a bit easier and more approachable.
Okay.
But the thing that like was really fun was just the interactions between the cast of 3 and 4.
Okay, so it's the same thing as like the Persona fighting game.
Yeah. Which I'm disappointed they didn't announce. I know they have BlazBlue cross tag battle, and that's why. But I would have loved the Persona 5
You never know, like, those, again, fighting games are getting crazy again, it's great.
That's true.
So I could see them still putting out, like, here's Persona 5 Arena.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, someone stole the championship belt, you gotta fight your way to get it.
Yeah.
But you were the thief all along.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I thought those were really cool announcements.
Yeah, it's nice to see.
Yeah, Atlus is kind of getting bonkers with.
Atlus understands that Persona is popular.
I'm surprised they made a dancing game, because I thought that Persona 4 blew up in such a way that, like, was kind of unprecedented. I didn't think they could recapture that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doubling down on it, man. They're putting them in other fighting games. They're making dancing games. They're doing all that stuff. So,
well, let's put it this way: Persona is probably Atlus's biggest franchise at the moment.
It is their biggest franchise at the moment.
So they're gonna milk it for all it's worth. I mean, how long was Persona 5 in development?
Too long,
man. You
remember Catherine?
Yeah, and what came of that one game?
Yeah.
So they gotta make something else.
Yeah, there's I don't know. Japan in general, I like it when Japan milks franchises because they don't just get sequelitis.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, usually it's not here's Persona 5 Part 2, right? Like Final Fantasy 13 had that, and that's very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they're kind of weird stuff like this. It's like, okay, here's a dancing game, here's a fighting game, here's, I don't know, some dating sim probably in the future, right? Whereas, I don't know, in North America, when you get a really popular franchise, it's just, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. Tired of it yet? Too late. Here's another one. They never do really anything interesting with their franchise.
Right.
Or anything weird.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
I'm still down with the Persona being milked.
Same. No, I'm not complaining. Okay, so beyond that, let's see. You want to move into our weeks?
Yeah.
Was there anything else?
I don't think there's any other, well, at least that I had.
Okay. That's fine with me. Okay, so this week, let's see.
You sound like you had a thing now.
What?
You sound like you had an extra story to talk about.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I was just looking for something in relation to what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
I'll save it till the end.
Oh, so you want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I went game shopping.
Surprise, surprise!
Yeah, but I did the good one. I did the loop.
I thought you were about to say I was a good boy. I didn't buy anything.
Oh, I bought two things.
Oh, fuck.
I guess I bought three things.
Wow.
So I bought, I have a loop in Toronto. It factors in lunch and shopping.
Where do you have lunch?
I have it at Kintan Ramen.
Oh, okay.
Kintan's very good.
I go to the bakery.
Which bakery?
The one beside Coco's.
Oh, the Chinese bakery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there too. You get $2 worth of, you get two, was it? Barbecue pork buns for $2.
Yeah, whatever. Grade six.
Yeah, get some lemon tarts.
Yeah. Spend like a grand total of $3.50 and I'm full.
That bakery's dope.
I don't know how they make money.
I don't know. Again, it's a mafia front.
It's gotta be, right?
But their food's so good.
Because they're like, oh yeah, it's only 50 cents for a bun.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
Like, how's that possible? It's Toronto. You're right on Spadina. You're in the middle of Chinatown. How are you selling this?
You're next to the most expensive bubble tea place.
Yeah, like, how are you doing it? I'm not complaining, but whatever. Anyways, continue.
Hope they don't listen. They're going to raise their prices.
No, they won't.
That stuff is good.
It's a front. Some drugs in the back.
It's a triad front. So, yeah, I went there, too. I got some pork buns. But, yeah, I have this loop. I think in total, it took me about 6 hours of walking.
Okay.
It's a long trek. There's a lot of stores.
Why don't you just take the subway?
Because I'm cheap.
Take the bus.
Listen, that's money I... Like our good friend Onoda in Yomushi Pedal.
Yeah, but guess what? He had a bike.
He still biked like 1,000 hours.
Yeah, because he had a bike.
Yeah, so I'm walking. I'm getting into that.
I'm pretty sure if Onoda didn't have a bike, he would fucking take the train.
Listen, if Onoda didn't have a bike, there would be no show.
Oh,
wow. So I'm saying my anime show is... I'm going to go to college and it's going to be the speed walking club.
Oh, disgusting.
And they're going to be like, Anthony, he's really good at speed walking. Like, oh my God. Look at these strides.
Look at how he shakes his ass.
Yeah. He's got the weights. He's going for
okay.
it.
Okay.
got the blood, and whatever. This joke's been killed. So, yeah, I did it. I bought, what's it called? Phantom Dust, the original Xbox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found a good cheap copy.
You didn't want the digital one?
No. Oh, the thing is like I can get the digital one.
Oh, okay.
I want that original.
All right.
And then I also bought, I didn't know this existed, but there's a sequel to Otogi.
Is there?
For the Xbox.
There is?
Yeah, there's Otogi 2 Immortal Warriors
on the Xbox?
On the Xbox.
Really?
I saw it, I'm like, "What the fuck?" And then I was like, that's a reasonable price. And then I bought it.
Okay.
It's got 6 playable characters in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Okay.
So I played a bunch of it. Otogi is like a character action game.
Yep.
The controls are very floaty, to say the least. But they have a lot of cool set pieces, like a lot of destructible environments. Like, yeah. You do these heavy attacks that send enemies flying into walls, and they crush boulders and stuff. Yeah. It's like almost Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. And so, but the thing is, with 6 playable characters in the second one, you have a bunch of different characters that have a bunch of different strengths and weaknesses. So one is like, their physical attacks are garbage, but their magic attacks are awesome.
Yeah.
And they have certain attacks that only they have. There's one that can jump indefinitely. But they have no melee attacks, and they're all ranged. So it's all about, like, weaving through different enemy attacks and keeping your distance.
Right? Cool.
There's some that have no ranged attacks, and they just got to get up close and punch a dude.
Yeah.
Right? So it's cool, like, going through the different levels with different characters and stuff. I like Otogi. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I bought was here in Hamilton on the way back.
Mm.
I bought Parasite Eve 2.
Why?
I also didn't know there was a Parasite Eve 2.
There's three.
I know there's three, third birthday.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I assume they just, like, third birthday wasn't a third game. Like, I thought that was the second game.
No, that's the third game.
I thought that was just a dumb name, like a dumb Japanese name.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I was like, what? Parasite Eve 2? And so I haven't touched it yet.
Have you played Parasite Eve?
I have played Parasite Eve. Yeah. I like Parasite Eve. But the thing is, these, like, survival horror Capcom games... This was Square Enix.
Yeah.
So I have the original Dino Crisis.
Yes.
And recently I found Dino Crisis 2.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that Dino Crisis 2 is not survival horror at
mm-hmm.
all. It's just, here's a bunch of dinosaurs, get the biggest chain kills, go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So is Parasite Eve 2 like that? Or is it still survival horror?
If I recall correctly, it is still survival horror. But it does lean on action a bit more.
Okay.
But not as much as Third Birthday.
Third Birthday is straight action.
Yeah.
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 That game sucks.
I mean, whatever you want it to be.
It's a third-person shooter on the PSP. Like, you can't you can't control
the power. I'm not going to know. That's a game, I guess.
Sure. So, yeah, that was that. I bought a bunch of games and played them. But I went to go see The Dark Tower.
Yes, you did.
Like, just today.
Mm.
And so, a bunch of people kind of been, I've seen on the internet saying it's garbage. It's terrible. It's the worst. It's not good.
I don't know if I didn't realize that it was that negative. I thought it was more like, it's not good.
So, the thing, so I saw the movie.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
According to TJ, who has read the first book,
yeah.
It is completely different than the book.
This is the seventh book.
What?
I think this is like the third or something book. Or like, I know this is a book that takes, like, it's not the first book, this.
Oh,
this movie. No, it's based on, like, how many books are there? 9? It must be like 6 or 5. I can't remember.
Okay. Because they're, like, apparently the original book is more about the gunslinger than it is about this kid.
Yes.
So this whole story is that this kid... Yeah. Is having, like, these, like, psychotic nightmares, right? And they're super vivid, and his parents think he's mental. There's earthquakes going on in New York, and you learn about the Dark Tower. It is a tower that separates worlds and keeps the darkness out, because at the edge of the universe are demons and deathly monsters that want to destroy everything forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one person, his name is the Man in Black, played by Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
And there are another group of people called the Gunslingers, and the Gunslingers are meant to stop the Man in Black from basically unleashing, like, destroying the Dark Tower and unleashing the demons upon all the worlds and all the realms. And now there is only one gunslinger, and that's Idris Elba, because Matthew McConaughey in this movie is a badass. He is...
He looks like a badass in the trailers.
He looks like a badass, and he is a badass. Like, he is one of the evilest villains I've seen in a long time. Just the way he does things to innocent people, where it's not because it's like it's getting him anywhere, mm-hmm. but because he enjoys it. Like he wants to see the world burn, right? And it's cool. Like him, his powers, and he's like a dark sorcerer. So one of his favorite go-to moves is stop breathing, and he just forces people to stop breathing. Right, that's like a kind of one of the very tame ones he does.
Yeah,
and then Idris Elba is just like Hawkeye with guns. And I think where this movie falls short is I think they focus too much time on the kid.
Mm.
The kid is supposed to be this chosen one who can see and help Idris Elba defeat the Dark One or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest stuff is in Idris Elba's character in Idris Elba's world.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of lore for Idris Elba's character that they touch. They dip their toes in the water and then never return to it. And just them kind of tiptoeing around it is the coolest thing in the movie. The stuff they mention sounds so awesome, and they never flesh it out, which is kind of disappointing. There's also the fact that for someone who is a master gunsman and can like shoot anything anywhere and do whatever he wants with guns, he's very prone to just standing in one place and then repeatedly headshotting people. So he never does anything really cool that shows off his powers.
Mm.
There's a couple off-screen things where, like, there'll be an enemy goes flying and, like, just face plants into a wall. And then Idris Elba's character walks out. But you never see that character do anything like that. Like, a lot of his scenes... It's kind of the complaint I had with Deadshot in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Right? Where... He's supposed to be this badass gunsman, but all he ever does is stand in one place and just take pot shots. And that's pretty much what Idris Elba's character does.
Yeah.
Most of the cool shooting scenes are in the trailer, which is very disappointing. Like, save for one.
Okay.
So that kind of ruined it. I think that maybe they showed too much in the trailer.
That's a bummer.
It is. And, like, overall, like, there's a lot of stuff there that can be fantastic. I just don't think they focus on the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, I don't know. Overall, it's fine. Like it's an okay movie.
Okay. So I looked it up.
Yeah.
So the Dark Tower, the books.
Yep.
The Dark Tower is the name of the series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are 9 books.
That's a lot of books.
Book 8 is The Dark Tower.
Okay.
This film is a sequel to Book 8.
Really?
Yes. I knew it had to be some sort of complex thing. That's why when people are like, it doesn't match up the first book at all. That's why.
Okay, because it's a sequel to the 8th book?
Yes.
That's weird.
That's fucked up. If I'm reading it correctly.
That's some required reading. Holy jeez.
That's why when you said there's a lot of cool stuff, I'm like, I'm sure. Yeah. It's probably for the fans who know every little detail about it.
But again, I know Stephen King is popular.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people have read the first book.
Yes.
But you start getting diminishing returns as each book in the series goes on, I would assume.
I've heard of Lord of the Rings.
There's 3 books in the Lord of the Rings.
There's also The Hobbit.
Hobbit is a children's book.
What's the other one?
That's the Gateway Cimmerian? Cimmerillion is an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes.
See, but again, it's diminishing returns. It's people who read The Hobbit as a kid. That is That is the gateway book.
For sure.
Right? And it's like, a lot of people probably read that. But then you go, did you read Lord of the Rings? And then you get a bunch of drop-off. Did you read the second book? Drop-off. Third book? Drop-off. Cimmerillion, there's like 4 people.
Have you heard of Harry Potter?
Harry Potter? Harry Potter is an anomaly, though. I don't know if they count in this analogy.
Okay. Your accent's awful.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
It's the tits.
It's the tits. Put some shrimp on the Barbie.
What the fuck?
Get out of here. I don't know how to do accents. Get out of here.
Okay.
The only one I know is the Italian accent, the boppity boopy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Pista pasta lasagna.
That's the best one.
That's the best one.
Tomato potato.
So, yeah, like, just... Man, that's crazy. The fact that it's the sequel to the 8th book. That's so weird.
I know.
Because, like, some pretty final shit happens where it kind of seems like they kind of write themselves out of making a sequel.
Yeah.
So if this is just Stephen King being like, I don't want to write this book. Can you make a movie?
And then... Okay, either I read it wrong, or it's either the sequel to the 8th book or the sequel to the book series.
Which would be even crazier.
Yeah.
8 books in a movie.
So, I don't know.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know. It made me want to read The Dark Tower. Like, if that's...
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to. I think I'm going to sign up for Audible.
Yeah. If that's the thing, if that's what it was going for, yo, it did it. Like, it made me want to read The Dark Tower. Because there's a bunch of cool stuff that they mentioned. Like, I don't know. Okay. Like slight spoilers for his guns are special guns.
Of course they are.
Do you want to guess what how special they are?
They are his daughter and son.
No.
What?
It's even cooler. They are made from the melted down legendary sword Excalibur.
Whoa.
He has guns made from Excalibur.
Whoa.
And, like, that's, like, just that alone, that knowledge alone is, like, that's freaking cool.
Dang.
I want to know, like, what can these guns do? And they never show it. Okay. These guns just shoot people in the face.
Well, that's their job.
Yeah, but, like, some they also, like, deflect stuff sometimes. But
oh, what? His guns can deflect shit?
But only
what gun do you know that can do that?
All guns. They're made out of metal. Right, but only in one fight, and it's used very sparingly. There's a bunch of stuff in there that they just don't touch upon, and it's fine. Like, if you want, like, a night at the movies, and you want, like, a fun action movie just to maybe, like, kill some time, like, Dark Tower, go for it. But I don't think this is winning any awards. This isn't probably going to be on my list for anything.
Hate is, like, real.
It's not hate, it's just super average.
No respect for Stephen King.
It's just super average.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It's not going to win any best ofs, but it's also not going to win any worst ofs.
Okay. So it's going to win the most forgotten thing of the year?
Maybe.
Wow. That should be an award.
Well, we can add it. We can add it to the list.
Okay, if I remember.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and other than that, I've been playing more Nier.
Of course you have.
I'm playing a Splatoon 2.
Apparently not enough.
Not enough, apparently, to your metrics. I participated in the Splatfest.
Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, it was a good Splatfest.
Oh, mayo versus ketchup? Looks gross.
It looked super gross.
Oh my gosh.
I was team ketchup.
If you're too young to know why, or if you don't know why that's gross, you're too young. You're way too young.
So yeah, it was Splatoon. I was on team ketchup. I only ever got in ketchup versus ketchup battles.
Who would pick mayo?
23% of people picked mayo.
Really?
Yes. So 23% of people picked mayo. The thing is, all right, this is mayo won the Splatfest.
How?
It's the way they calculate their wins and losses. So there are three things that make you win a Splatfest. It is popularity, how many people voted.
Okay.
How many games won.
Yeah.
And what was the third one? I think it's like amount of ink. It's something to do with the game, right? Okay. Maybe amount of kills, I forget.
Okay.
So ketchup won most picked.
Yeah.
But mayo won most games won.
Oh, wow.
And, like, whatever the third one was. But it's because, like, I guess maybe the concentration of people who picked mayo are much better.
At Splatoon?
At Splatoon.
That's
than people who pick ketchup. Because it's probably a lot of Japanese people playing American servers. Yeah. Right? And Japanese people love mayo.
They sure do.
They love their mayo. But also, the fact that a lot of matches are ketchup versus ketchup. And those matches don't factor into the final rankings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're... You can't, like...
But wouldn't that happen with mayo as well? Like, a lot of mayo versus mayo?
There was zero mayo versus mayo, because only 20-whatever people... percent of people picked mayo. Oh,
so you would never go into that situation.
Yeah.
Oh.
So all their matches always counted. And if they had a high concentration of skilled players, then... Numbers didn't factor in.
Well, you know what? It's Nintendo. They're fucking stupid at times, so who cares?
Yeah, them and online isn't the greatest. So yeah, Splatoon's still great. Yeah. Nier Automata is still fantastic. I'm doing a lot of side missions.
Yep.
The game's getting dark real fast. And yeah, played some more Super Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 3, got my full build in Diablo.
You still playing League?
I played one match of League.
And?
I run that game at 400 frames a second.
Does that make you want to play more?
Kinda.
Oh, I was going to say. Right. I was just waiting, because I was like, you bought this PC, you haven't talked about League yet. I'm just like, I know you want to run
it. No, I do. I did run it. I played two games, and I was like, that was 2 hours.
And you're like, that's so good.
It was so good. But I got to play other things. This got this backlog.
Okay.
Right. I'm forcing myself to not play League. All
right.
And I think the killer loss is the fact, it's not my loss, it's my win, because I won both games. And that made it even harder. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
So that PC is hot. Well, it's not hot because it stays very cool. It's liquid cooled. Okay. But that thing is too fast.
There's no such thing as too fast.
It's too fast. There's no such like, thing. I boot up these things and so my graphics card is a GTX 1080.
Yeah.
It is an MSI version, and it's got these two giant fucking fans on it.
Mm.
It's got a special feature where the fans only turn on when it's under a heavy load.
So when it needs it.
When it needs it.
Okay.
I have never been able to get the fans to turn on.
Oh.
I am running everything at max settings.
Have you tried encoding a video and then playing a game?
Not yet.
Do that.
Maybe just encoding a video.
Yeah.
So I do have a video that will be encoded soon.
Yeah.
So
see if that works.
We'll see if that'll work.
See if you do a 4K, like encode a 4K video.
The thing is, I don't think I have enough hard drive space for a 4K video.
Sure you do, for like 1 minute.
Oh, like, okay, yeah.
If you just want to see
what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yep.
So I will, all right. Maybe that's probably good. Let's do that. I'll try that and report back.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see. Today, Overwatch's Return of the Summer Games happened.
Yeah.
So that's out, and with it are new skins. Skins are great. Overwatch is great. It's the best game of the year.
Listen, what? That came out last year. Doesn't count.
Best game of last year and this year.
Doesn't count. You can't be late to the party award either, because you're not late to the party.
I'm speaking on behalf of the audience.
No, you're not.
Let's just say these skins are hot.
They're sizzling. They sure are. They sure raise the stakes.
Oh, wow.
For future skins.
Yeah, so it seems like Blizzard was like, I know we said this is the Olympic seasonal event, but fuck it, let's just do Beach Day.
Yeah.
So they went full on anime, and here's their Beach Day episode. Yeah. And yeah, we alluded to the first one. Probably the number one pick is Soldier 76's Dad 76.
Oh my god, it's so good. He's wearing white tube socks and sandals.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
He's got cargo shorts.
He's got cargo shorts on. He's got a shitty apron.
Yeah.
That says raise the stakes.
Yeah.
And it's steaks
steaks. On the front of his apron he's got barbecue tongs. He's got a knife.
Yeah. It's basically like a tool rack, but for barbecue.
He's got like a Fitbit.
Yeah. He's got a Fitbit Apple Watch on his wrist. He's got a spice rack on his shoulder.
Yeah, and he's wearing Oakleys.
He's full on dad.
It's great. I like how they leaned into this joke hard.
Yeah, and like, was it part? His legs are tanned, but other parts of him aren't. Like, oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Other highlights include
Widowmaker.
Widowmaker.
She's hot.
Who's just naked?
She's hot.
She's wearing a bikini.
She's got a towel
and like a sash.
Yeah. She's got a tattoo.
Yeah. I think she's Ray-Bans, so.
I don't know. No, those are like old 1950s.
Oh, that's true.
Like poodle skirt type of glasses.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, she's looking hot as ever. Mercy has one that I like a lot, and she's basically a Greek goddess.
Yep.
So there you go.
I think that one's a little too similar to the Norse goddess one.
Yeah.
The Valkyrie.
It's fair play. Fair enough. But that's what I want. McCree is a lifeguard.
McCree is also very good. He is a safe ass mother bleeper.
Yeah. He's got no shirt on, he's got a straw hat, and he's got a flare gun.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. And then Sombra. is a...
Is she a kid?
Some would say.
Or is she a squid?
She's definitely riding that line.
She's a squid or a kid?
I don't know. I guess Blizzard's like, Splatoon has a pretty cool aesthetic.
Yeah.
We need that in our game.
Most style.
So they're like, okay, Sombra's the Splatoon kid now, so have fun with that.
Yeah. Even her hair is very Splatoon.
Yeah, it's weird. She doesn't have the shaved dreads. Yeah. It's kind of really weird to see that.
Yeah.
I want it, so...
You want all the skins. You're going to buy 50 loot boxes.
No. For year two of Overwatch, I cannot buy boxes until the last 2 days of the event.
But the point is,
yes,
you can still buy loot boxes.
Yes.
So you're going to buy 50
loot boxes. We'll see. If I earn them all before that.
You won't.
No, because they changed the numbers. I haven't gotten a dupe.
You're going to get a lot of legendary gold.
And then I'll buy them. Ha ha ha. I win. Yeah, so that's that. That's out today. That's great. I watched an episode of a show that debuted on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That is Voltron, The Legendary Defender, Season 3.
Is the show still going?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And I didn't even finish the first season. It's more Voltron.
Okay.
The status quo has changed.
I mean,
if you've watched it, then you know what's going on. Black Line doesn't have a pilot.
I don't know what that means. What's Black Line?
He's the leader.
Her.
Shiro, the leader.
Yeah.
Pilots Black Lion. Okay. The guy who you need
to... Oh, Black Lion.
Yeah, the guy who you need to form the head.
I'll be the head.
Yeah, he's gone.
Huh.
I'm not going to tell you why, but let's just say they can't form Voltron. And that's where the show... Oh, and they introduce a new villain. And he's like the most anime-ass pretty boy I have ever seen.
Is he Sparkle?
I don't know. He's supposed to be the prince of the bad guys, but basically all his subordinates are women. Like his little harem.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty anime.
Yeah. And they're all, the evil dudes in the show, I forgot what their names are, but they're a certain race.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them don't like this prince, like, because... Because
racism?
Pretty much. Okay. Because he's a halfie. His whole harem is halfies.
Oh, wow.
Or are halfies. Okay. So they're all different types of girls who are half that race and half whatever.
Something else.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's so anime.
Wow.
And, the way they introduce him is, in a sword fight in an arena.
That's hilarious.
And they're like, who's this prick? It's pretty anime.
So. You ever watch Space Dandy?
It's like another sucker. Yeah, I did, but I couldn't get behind it.
Did you get to the F-Zero episode?
I did not.
Okay, so there's an F-Zero episode,
mm-hmm.
and the main antagonist there, he's... a sparkly pretty boy.
Okay.
But the thing, I don't know, it's probably one of the funniest jokes in any anime I've seen,
mm-hmm.
where he's in the cockpit and he's sparkling whenever mm-hmm. they show him or whatever. But when they get to the pit, his cockpit window opens up, yeah. and there's an excess of sparkles that have been building up inside the cockpit.
Oh my God.
Because he's sparkling so much. And they took that into consideration when they opened the door. Oh, it's like the... When I first saw it, I died. I had to pause the episode.
Wow.
I don't know. It just reminded me of that for some reason.
But yeah, I've only watched one episode. I'll finish it out and tell you what it's like next week.
Okay.
I continue to watch more Dark Matter. I'm on season 2.
Dang.
Season 2 is where...
You're really going through that,
too. Season 2 is where the show goes from good to great.
Okay.
It subverts the standard sci-fi opera of returning to the status quo. This show does not try to do that. And they're like... And they do it greatly by, either having to remove characters from the scenario for certain reasons, or they just straight up kill main characters.
Is that Filipino guy still hella Japanese?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a scene where he becomes full-on emperor of Japan.
Oh my God.
So.
So I have acquired the first season of that show.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Is it? Oh man. I'm going to unacquire it and just watch it on Netflix. Okay.
You're a fool.
I am a fool. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to watch that show.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's fun. They do one thing, and I don't know if a lot of people agree with me with this, but, it's the one thing I hate about shows that primarily take place on a spaceship.
Which is?
They don't really film or make the connection or show you how the ships...
Are connected?
Yeah, how the what is the ship's layout like? Okay. How does, because they do a lot of cuts of the cast is in the mess hall and now they're in the cockpit. But how do they get there?
And the cut is always them walking through a door.
Yeah, and you're just like, I guess for the sake of simplicity, they're just different doors in different sets. But I like knowing how a ship is connected, just so it helps me follow
along.
Didn't
they do that in Firefly?
That's why I love that show, right? Like, you always know how that ship works, and, like, they tend to follow people through different areas, and you understand where everyone is situated at any given time. Mm-hmm. In this show, they don't do that, and you're just like, well, what the... And they also make this claim, like, oh, the ship is so big, we haven't explored so much of it, and they're like, well, thanks. That helps.
Wow, awesome. Oh, look, there's a hidden compartment here with a bunch of guns.
Yeah, and, like, they do that, and it's like, so, but otherwise, the show's pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, finally, I bought a Gundam.
What?
I did.
Hey, get out of here. No, it's you didn't.
The best Gundam.
What is it?
It's called the 1 to 144th scale high-grade China guy.
Oh, China guy? Yeah, you sent me a picture of this. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and...
I have acquired the first season of Gundam Build Forwards.
And that's also on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, in HD. And so I'm building... I'm halfway through building it, right? And it's got... It's a pretty simple build, but the thing is, I was going to paint it like I normally do.
But
I got... I saw this tweet from a Japanese modeler. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. But I want to say it's a girl.
Okay.
Just because the custom that they produced is what I want to attempt to do. And take a look at this.
Holy crap! It's plush!
Yeah.
That's crazy! They bought like a bunch of felt?
Yeah, and they pasted it onto the plastic.
Yeah.
So that it creates this fluffy bear suit.
That's awesome!
And I was just like, okay, screw paint. I want to do this. So I was looking down how they did it, and like the way they did it is like they just cut little pieces of felt out, pasted it on, and to get rid of all the seams, they took a felting needle, and so they just picked at it.
Oh.
So that it would break up the felt and stuff, and then eventually, if you do it enough, you can create an even layer that covers everything.
That's awesome!
Yeah. And I was just like, this is the coolest thing.
Oh yeah, here's the needle.
Yeah. And you just poke at it, and then...
Oh, because it loosens up.
Yeah. And it's just sick. Like, what? Yeah. So I saw that, and I was
But okay, they also, like, added blush to the face and
stuff. So, the face paint is the only area where I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just scour some makeup for my sister.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a really cool custom that I thought I need to
try. I've never seen anything like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. So I want to go ahead and do that, and then...
I almost bought that Super Fumina. I should have bought it.
You should have. You should have.
I should have bought it.
Well, there's one coming out at the end of this month that's even cooler.
Which one?
Winning Fumina. You can strip her down.
Dang.
And her armor becomes an SD Gundam.
Yes.
And then you have a naked Fumina.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you need. Best Gundam. Best. Dang. Best Gundam.
Move over, Gundam Unicorn. Also, speaking of Gundam news, did you see the progress on the Unicorn Gundam in Odaiba?
I did.
Yeah.
Looks pretty
sick. That looks cool. They had a bunch of pictures of the fin
opening. Yeah.
Oh, man. It looks so sick.
That looks so cool. Yeah. I believe that's scheduled to open August 19th.
All right. So go to Japan.
They have they also announced like some exclusive Gundams there.
Oh, really?
They have a clear Trion 3 that I want.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty hot. How am I going to get that?
You're going to fly to Japan?
Nah. Someone on YouTube, fellow YouTuber, was like, I'll get that for you.
Dang.
I was like, thanks, Mecha Guy. Thank you. But yeah. Speaking of the Unicorn, did you see that they have a real great Unicorn Gundam?
Oh, do they?
It just came out.
Is it bigger than most? Is it like the real grade, was it Sazabi?
Sinanju. Is that red one I built the other day? Yeah, it's like that big.
Okay.
Apparently it's like the best Gundam in the world.
It's the Unicorn Gundam.
No, but apparently like people were worried that like because it could transform,
yeah,
it would become this floppy mess.
Yeah.
Apparently it's the most solid model key you'll ever see.
Dang.
And it's like amazing.
How much?
I don't know.
Is it more than regular real grades?
It is. About 1,000 yen more. It's like 35.
Sorry, what?
3,500 yen. Well, real grades are like 25 on average.
I think I prefer... like okay, the one reason I didn't buy the Super Fumina is because it's a high grade.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I don't know. I built that real grade.
Yeah, and you're like, I want more.
I'm like, oh, that...
I need more.
This Astray Red frame is like really nice.
Yeah.
High grade size, but master grade quality.
Yeah, you probably like that gold frame.
I do.
I
should probably get that too. Yeah. Probably start buying Gundam. I should probably start a Gundam channel.
Oh no! I hear it's a pretty lucrative business.
Nah, it's okay.
I heard
Transformers are where it's at.
Oh no, it's not. It is not. Because Transformers are viewed as toys.
They are toys.
In Asia, I know, but they're viewed as toys.
What about Gundam? Gundams.
Oh no, that's the big. That's a man's hobby.
No, Gundams are toys.
That's art.
I can't even joke about it. Just you saying that is funny.
But yeah, that was my week. And I believe that's the end of the show because there is no Kamen Rider.
Yes.
So don't worry, we'll tune into that next week.
Hopefully there's going to be one of three options that will happen next week.
What's up?
There'll be no Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
There'll be one Kamen Rider. Uh-huh. There'll be two Kamen Riders.
Wow.
That's it. Those are the only options.
Yeah. And we're near upon on the end. Like, we're coming up on the end. Yeah. So
it's time to watch those movies.
The Pac-Man and the Xevious?
Dr. Pac-Man and Xevious, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
We watched the Forza movies.
Did we?
I think so.
We did?
I guess. Sure.
Maybe we watched the first one.
Maybe we watched the first one.
Okay.
Because we watched the one where he gets the double orange rockets.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't watch the one with Nadesco.
Oh, we did not watch the one with Nadesco.
All
right, let's catch up on our Kamen Rider lore.
Yeah. If you want to hear that, let us know. Send in an email or something. Comment, Facebook, you know the drill. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. We got to figure out a time to do this.
What?
But speaking of acquiring things, I have acquired every Resident Evil movie.
Oh, no. Why? Wait, like how?
I've acquired it.
Okay.
So.
What?
At the beginning of the year, we said.
Oh, wow.
We should.
Was it that long ago?
I think it was at the beginning of the year. We should marathon. All the Resident Evil movies.
I don't know if I want to marathon them all straight.
Maybe not straight. Like, maybe it'll be like a week by week thing.
Okay.
But we got to figure out when and where and how to do this.
Okay.
Because I want to do it. I saw some clips from one, I think it was the fourth movie.
Yeah.
And it looks like the dumbest shit.
Okay.
Like, I need to see it.
Okay. All right.
So we got to figure out what to do with that.
Okay. I think we can make it happen. Sure. Maybe Monday nights?
Maybe.
We'll see. Sounds good. All right, then. You can all look forward to that, too, I guess.
I guess.
Jeez. Watch along with us. Okay, until next time. Bye.
Bye.